Hi, this is Dave Kelly, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe.
Thank you. my back. Let's go.
So lovely. You're in a perfect world and a parallel universe. You're in a nightclub or a roadhouse or something similar. And the girl of your dreams, you espy the girl of your dreams across the dance floor, and so you walk across to invite her to dance. And at the same time as you do that, the DJ puts something like that on the hi-fi. That's opening up the programme. That's Junior Wells from 1975 from the club in Chicago, Teresa's. The album is called Live at Teresa's, and with a track called Baby Scratch My Back. Now, I first heard that track in London about the middle 60s when I was going down from the Northeast. It wasn't released here in the UK. It was by Slim Harpo. He wrote it originally and released it about the same time as I'm a King Bee, which was covered by the Stones and things. But I just couldn't get hold of it. The first time I did hear it, or get a hold of a copy, so to speak, was a couple of years later, 1968 or 9, when Tony Joe White had his first hit single in the UK called Poke Salad Annie. And as all DJs do, as soon as you get the record, you turn it over to see what the B-side is like, just to see whether there's anything worth playing and surprising your audience with. And on the B-side was his version of Poke Salad Annie. Now, I mention that because when he came and did a live session to the Houseboat 6 years ago now, in the July of 2003, we got towards the end of the session and he said, is there anything you want, Dave? And I said, actually, what I'd love you to do is the track, which I know you didn't write, but the track you recorded all those years ago, the Slim Harpo original Baby Scratch My Back. And so with Boo Boo on a kind of an improvised drum kit, and Tony on guitar and harmonica, and on the roof in the open air, you can hear the wind and the birds. Here's Tony Joe White with his version, live from 6 years ago, and Baby Scratch My Back.
I'm itching, don't know where to scratch. Come here, baby, scratch my back. I know you can do it, so baby, get on to it. A little bit over on the left side there, baby.
Session. Tony Joe White, the live version of Scratch My Back. He sat on the houseboat here in the open air looking down at our little River Thames and said, this is a river, is it? And I said, yeah, it's one of the major ones in the UK, the Thames. And he said, I live on the Mississippi. And then there was a long pause, and that was all that was needed. Scratch My Back was written by Slim Harpo. He died, sadly, a very early age, in his early 40s, I think he was, towards the end of the 60s, but responsible for influencing people like the Stones with I'm a King Bee. And here he is with a track. Actually, I say the Stones. He influenced so many bands, ranging from Jimi Hendrix to Grateful Dead and everything else. Here he is with Slim Harpo, and I got Love If You Want It.
love and you want it. Got your love and you want it. Got love and you want it. We can rock on wild. We can rock on wild. Quit teasing me, babe. Quit teasing me, babe. What you find round frame? What you find round frame? If you let me love you, babe, I'm thinking you're loving me. I'm thinking you're loving me. Now, yeah, you come, babe. Now, yeah, you come, babe. Oh, wet your head on down. Oh, wet your head on down. I know you've been falling. Talk all over town. Talk all over town.
Died so early in many respects because he had so many great tracks which were covered by loads of other people too and are still being covered by people as well. Slim Harpo, otherwise James Moore is his real name, born in Louisiana, I think Baton Rouge if my memory serves me correct, and died around about 1970, and there he is with I Got Love If You Want It, The Raven and the Blues. It's been a busy week. Some very kind people have made donations to the programme, which is rather nice because the programme is funded entirely by your donations, and secondly loads of new friends as well on Twitter and also on Facebook. And I mention Facebook because Deborah joined Facebook and became a friend, and she lives in Oregon. I think at present she was originally from Newark, New Jersey, now in Portland, Oregon. And I thought, Portland, that's where Kelly Joe is. And so it's a good excuse to play anything by Kelly Joe Phelps. He's been here to the houseboat a couple of times and recorded sessions. Let's go back, though, not to anything more recent, but one of his very, very early albums from 1995. The album is called Lead Me On, and here's Kelly Joe with Love Me Baby Blues.
Thank you. Yeah, you got my clothes. Roll down, baby. Yeah, I love you. At the September fair,
I knew that this would be our last chance, and I wore ribbons in my hair. You said, let's go down to the river, winter is coming soon. And you lay me down in the heather under the lantern moon. If we climb the highest mountain and looked hard and far, do you think we'd see the stars shining lonely as they are in the windows of our homes? The sky's dark blood against the land's bone.
Something in Chantal's voice which is just so pristine, so perfect, so pure. That's the album Little Copper Still from, again, friends of the show have been here. It's just the once, I think, but I've seen them a couple of times. They've been passed in a boat as well. The Cedars, out of London, and Little Copper Still, the album, and that's a track recorded called Johnny Davies Blues and recorded in California when they went across to make the album. And before that, from Portland, Oregon, another guy who's been here a couple of times, Kelly Joe Phelps, and from his, I think his first album, Lead Me On, and that was called Johnny Davies Blues. It's the Raven and the Blues. Thanks for the kind comments that came in after the session we had with Dave Kelly and Paul Jones last week, and also thanks, while I'm saying thank you, to Daniel McGlynn, who's in Wisconsin Rapids in Wisconsin, for your kind donation to the programme. The whole of this Raven and the Blues is kind of funded by your generosity, and so the funds are always appreciated. Thank you so much for you, Daniel. But anyway, to the session from last week, when we were here, Dave Kelly looked across and saw my CDs. I've got a passable collection, but it's not huge, but some CDs in the fancy cases don't fit in the racks anymore, and he noticed this one, which was Big Bill Brunsey, the Amsterdam Live Concerts 1953, which is in a big sort of gatefold thing, more like a DVD. And he said, I've never seen that before. And Paul Jones said, oh yeah, it's a great session. He was totally stoned through the whole way of the recordings. And he reminded me, I haven't actually featured the album for a long time. So off the two CD set, Big Bill Brunsey, the Amsterdam Live Concerts 1953. This is early in the set where he's not quite as stoned, I don't think. Here's Big Bill with a track which is called Black, Brown and White.
And this song is one of the songs that really was discrimination in the South. And in the North, too, it happened. And I sang this song simply because it happened to me, not to all Negroes in America, but it happened to me. The title of this song is, the title I gave it, Black, Brown, and White. This little song that I'm singing about, people, you know it's true. If you black and gotta look for a living now, this is what they will say to you. This is, if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you's black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I was in a place one night, they was all having fun. They was all drinking beer and wine, but they would not sell me none. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, oh brother, get back, get back, get back. I went to an employment office. I got a number and I got in line. They called everybody's number, but they never did call mine. They said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you brown, stick around. But as you black, whoa, brother, get back, get back, get back. Me and a man working side by side, this is what it meant. They was paying him $1 an hour and they was paying me 50 cents. To said, if you was white, you'd be all right. If you was brown, stick around. But as you black, whoa, brother, get back, get back, get back. I hope Wind Street victory with my little plowing hoe. Now I want you to tell me, brother, what you gonna do about the old Jim Crow. Now if you's white, she's all right. If you's brown, stick around. But if you black, brother, get back, get back, get back. And that is one of the things that I wrote back in 1945.
Yeah, okay, he's drunk. Yeah, Big Bill Brunzi, 1953, Amsterdam, the live concerts. It really is a nice session, though. He's obviously unbelievably relaxed on stage. Recorded on two dates, on the 26th of February, and then a day, they had a, obviously 27th, he had a day off, and then back again on the 28th of February. And a great CD set on Munich Records, came out a couple of years ago. I'm looking for the date here. 2006 it came out, and it's beautifully, the handbook inside and everything else, loads and loads of information, so full of good stuff, and lots of good photographs too. Okay, that's a great recording from over 50 years ago. Let's have something which is now so new, I haven't actually got my copy yet. I heard from Jan Mittendorp of Black and Tan Records that the new album from Boo Boo Davis would be in the post to me this week. But being an impatient kind of soul, rather than wait, I went to the MySpace page, and lo and behold, there was a track from the album. So making his debut from the new album on the programme, the old friend of the show, Boo Boo Davis, and the title track of the LP, it's called Ain't Got a Dime.
We'll be right back.
Thank you, Dave.
Boo Boo Davis, from the album of the same name, due out in about 10 days' time, taken there from his MySpace page. You'll find the links to Boo Boo and everybody else on Black and Tan. That was the boss of Black and Tan Records on guitar as well there, and that's called Ain't Got a Dime. Good stuff indeed. Don't forget the Raven and the Blues page. There you will find links to everybody we've played. If you want to buy the stuff from eMusic, where I get a lot of my stuff from, it's again, you'll find the link directly to the track itself, so you can just go straight to eMusic and then download either the whole album or just the bits you want, or even just the track I've played. But there's some really good stuff on eMusic. It's getting stronger and stronger as more and more labels join it, and it's really worth being a member of it. Okay, here's somebody who made her debut on the show about 6 weeks ago. Her name is Chocolate Thunder. She's out of Georgia. The album is called Ear Candy, and here she is with The Other Side of Memphis.
Moving storm. I had no shelter from your sweet loving charms. There was truth in your whispers, but lies in your eyes. And though I hated to let you go, I had to tell you goodbye. Wandering around lost, lonely and blue. All attempts have failed to get over you. So if you'd like to try, start all over, honey. I'll give you just a little clue. You're gonna find me.
You're gonna find me
on the other side of Memphis.
That's where I'll be.
Baby, look for me, yeah. Oh, honey, yeah. That's where I will be. Your love swept me off my feet, and I like to start all over. On a foley globe, you move me, baby, and I don't wanna set you free. But playing second fiddle is just not for me. I'm doing more than hoping and wishing now. I'm down on bending knee, begging every day, Lord, send him back to me. So if you like to try.
On the other side of Memphis. That's where I'll be.
great R&B soulful sound, Linda Rodney, that's her real name. On stage, she's Chocolate Thunder.
What a great name. Is it just me?
Great voice, fine-looking girl too, but if she came up and said, "Hi Dave, I'm Chocolate Thunder," I'd have difficulty not grinning, really, but never mind. The album, which is called Ear Candy, and I think she's from Georgia, but it's a good album. All the tracks written by her as well, and she's a good songwriter as well as a good voice. And that is a track which is called The Other Side of Memphis. When the show comes together each week, it's very much kind of random in the way that the tracks fall out. And some weeks there's never a harmonica. Other weeks, like this week, it's loads of harmonica. Let's go back to one of the finest harp players, really. Little Walter, this is tracking from the album of the same name, a compilation of some of his greatest work, and here he is with Blues with a Feeling. Walter, the album is called Little Walter. It's on K-West Records, but you'll find that track together with all the other ones like My Babe and Juke on so many compilations and releases over the years, and that is called Blues with a Feeling. A new album which came out about 2 months ago now. It's not only an album, it's also a DVD as well. It's called Songs from the Road. It's the album really brought out really by Christine Healy, Jeff Healy's wife, after Jeff sadly died about a year ago now, I guess it is. And so it's recorded in different locations, both London, Toronto and Notodden in Norway, and here he is with a track which I think is the Norway one. Is it? Look here. Trouble is, it's red and green, and I'm red green colourblind. I think it's Norway. Anyway, it's called I'm Ready.
Body can be. big old pistol with a graveyard frame, shooting tombstone bullets with a ball and chain. I smoke G&G, drinking dynamite. I hope some screwball starts a fight, 'cause I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be. So with your curly hair, I know that you're thinking that I ain't nowhere. Stop what you're doing, honey, come over here. I'm gonna prove to you, baby, that I ain't no square. But I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. It's like that.
Going to prove what a great songwriter Mr. Morganfield was, Muddy Waters' original I'm Ready, and probably, as I've said this before on many occasions, there's probably every night of the week in every continent of the world, at almost every hour, there's a band playing that number. There's Jeff Healey recorded on stage somewhere in either Toronto or London. And that's I'm Ready, and that's taken from his new album, Songs from the Road. Okay, where do we go now? Ian Parker, I think, is next. Here's a track which came out originally as a single, and I think we played it then, but then it came out on the album Where I Belong about a year ago. It's called Your Love Is My Home.
Sideways glance of disapproval, or just a look that lovers give when up when the feeling has died. Our love was written out in stone. No need to doubt it, baby, or to be alone. We don't have to worry. Your love is my home. I can feel it, baby. Your love is my home. And it's here that I belong. I woke up, baby, in the middle of the night. Could hardly make you out in the eeriness of the moonlight. Had the feeling that somehow you don't believe in me. The tenderness that you once felt may soon no longer be. Without you there to show me I have worth, I will fade, I will falter, and fall back towards the earth. And if it turns out you don't need me anymore, all the fears I thought I'd left behind will come knocking at my door. Our love was written out in stone. No need to doubt it, baby, or to be alone. We don't have to worry. Your love is my home. I can feel it, baby. Your love is my home. And it's here that I belong.
Oh, hey.
Album came out a couple of years ago, Where I Belong. That's Ian Parker. Your Love Is My Home. On Roof Records. Nice stuff indeed. That's almost it for The Raven and the Blues. I haven't mentioned the Frapper map for a while. It's amazing how these trends, these things come and go, isn't it really? When Frapper first started 4 or 5 years ago, it was all a big thing. You could put your pin on the map and we got quite excited. And we every week I'd mention out the new pins. Then all of a sudden, I suppose like Twitter and Facebook will go eventually, it all faded by the wayside. So, but I was there this week for some reason or another and I suddenly noticed some new names. And so Mark Francher and also Ray Brown and also Mr. Toad in Malaga in Spain. Is it Malaga or Marbella? Anyway, around that area. You're newish on the map, but it's an area I rarely go to. If you would like to make contact with me, though, it's very simple. It's dave@raven.dj. On Facebook and also on Twitter, I'm also Dave Raven, so quite easy to find. And, of course, the webpage is at Dave Raven. Not Dave Raven. It's at raven.dj/R&B. The brain's going. That's almost it for this week's programme. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show. Can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. Let's close with an album which has just been released from Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. The album is called Twisted on Alligator Records. And here he is with something called You Be You. What a good idea. Have a great week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Yeah.